I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friendos. It is In This League, live on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Live recorded in a previously done time. Whatever you say. Previously recorded time. What's up? It is In This League, the Sports Grid edition. It is the podcast. It is the radio show. Welcome in. Hope you guys are doing well this weekend. This Bogman, I don't know if you realize this, but Monday, national holiday.
National holiday
on Monday.
You know
what
that is?
No, that's Wednesday. That is this coming Wednesday. A little 420, Bogman.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
a little stimulus.
I don't know if people want it to be a holiday, but it's definitely a holiday.
I think it's the only way to get through what's going on there. A little 420 happening.
I love
our leagues randomly drug testing right now.
Who's drug testing?
I said our leagues drug testing.
No, I mean, I don't think so, that you would have to like show up to someone's place and go inside and do all the stuff. So, I think it's hilarious that, all these clickbaity articles that are saying, people are eating more, smoking pot, drinking and watching pornography during the quarantine. And every response to that, no matter what, is what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? That's what people do.
Bobby Bogman, your defense. You're just like, well, yeah. I mean, come on. We're all together here.
My defense. I've never said that. It's every single comment underneath something like that is, yeah, what are we supposed to do? That's what everybody says.
No, I agree. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you're just like, oh, yeah. But no, what I agree is, like, are people surprised?
I'm doing that whether it's a quarantine or not, so it doesn't matter to me.
I think what's funny is that people do it like they're going out like it's a surprise. Like, oh, my God, people are drinking more. It's like,
people aren't learning Mandarin during the quarantine? What's the problem?
There's not more Rosetta Stone being moved around? Why are people not learning more languages?
What do you mean people aren't taking more online courses during this quarantine? What are you saying?
I'm actually I've been doing a lot of multicultural studying, like tequila, vodka.
Right.
I've been doing a whole lot of it. I'm traveling
the whole world. The Welsh. You're getting some sake bombs from Japan.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Irish car bombs. Look at my Welsh heritage.
You got to have some Killian's Irish Red as well.
Sure.
So, get all that Irish whiskey. You know, I'm starting to realize that maybe these Irish people have alcohol issues. You know, a lot of alcohol from the Irish. So.
Well, they did say that alcohol doesn't help the thing. I haven't drank in a week, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Oh, okay.
A whole week.
Man.
How about you?
I've been out of my medicine for about 10 days and haven't had a drink for 10 days. So.
Oh, no. All right. Well, it's 420 is coming
up. I
got
bruising on other parts of my body, but those two, I'm clean.
How are you going to, you got to get your medicine for 420. This should be on the way. I think this is, okay, good. I think this one is going to be weirder than ever because didn't you have, what was the sport that's, wasn't it baseball or basketball that stopped testing for marijuana?
No, it's actually the NFL and the latest bargaining agreement. They're not going to do it anymore.
I mean, everybody, like, you're not going to see any suspensions come down. You can't even get a test. Get on the Instagram and follow all your favorite athletes because on Monday, it's going to be, like, everybody is Jeremy Tunsil. It's just going to be gas mask.
Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie. Why do we say Jeremy?
Because Jeremy's a normal name and no one else in the world is named Laramie.
Never met a Laramie in my life.
Nope. Nope. That would be like, you know what? I'm going to name my kid Teremy.
Yeah, so. It'd be like Theopher. Theopher Welshington.
That's what that would be like. I 420, I did forget about. So it is going to be, Instagram is going to be, by the way, just too many Instagram lives, right? Too many?
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't follow the whole same crew that you do. I have a couple of them, so it's not as intense as you probably get it. We're like, Riley, I don't need to see you again. Like, is that what you mean?
No, I mean, those are always, you know, those accounts have always been attention-seeking, so they've always had the live ones. But I follow some actors and actresses and a lot of, athletes, and there's just too many live streams. Like, it's, you know, I love Juju, but I don't need a live stream of him going to pick up food, you know?
Yeah, stay home, Juju. What are you doing? I mean, everybody's trying this stuff out. That's the thing. Everyone's trying out, you know, new games, MLB The Show. Everyone's, you know, getting into Call of Duty. I mean, it's more games. It's more
streams.
They're
taking a break from that pot and porn and all that stuff and doing Instagram Lives. So.
I mean, whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do to not be Jay Glazer is essentially it's my new motto. I don't know if everybody followed this, but Jay Glazer, I think he did a couple things the other day. He proved what I thought was absolutely scummy media reporting. He really reminded us about scummy media scummy sports media reporting, but also definitely gave a wake up call to everybody that if Jay Glazer says he has breaking news, guess what? It's not important news because if it was, Adam Schefter would tweet about it, not Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer is garbage. And this is the thing. And we talked about it a little bit. And then once the reveal happened, I mean, I hope the internet roasted him as much as my immediate reaction was. So earlier in the week, you had, I think it was like Tuesday or something, Jay was on one of the Fox Sports shows at night. And he's just like, all right, you know, he's like, I got some big news. Big news tomorrow, big NFL news, you know, breaking.
I'm serious.
Blah, 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 and tune in. And then everybody at night is like, oh, damn, you know, could they suspend the NFL draft? Could they do this? People are freaking out. So then the next morning wakes up and he's like, whoa, see, everybody's talking about my breaking news. Well, tune in tonight, you know, 8 p.m. Pacific for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Tune in 8 p.m. Pacific to whatever it was, Fox, NFL, whatever the hell it was. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's not a player transaction. It's whatever else he said. You know, it's a blah, 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 not a player thing.
Kind of a transaction.
Yeah, kind of. But he's like, it's not about a player getting traded. Just wait for it. And everyone's like, what the hell is he talking about? Then he gets on air and Jay Glazer reports that Brian Allen, backup center, I think, for the Rams, has tested positive for COVID-19. And
not only has he tested positive, but he's already gone through everything and has recovered from it.
Yeah, yeah. And here's a couple things. Technically, there was another football player a month, because he's like, it's the first football player that tested positive, which wasn't true, because there was a football player who wasn't active who tested. So then Pro Football Talk with Florio, he jumped up and was like, well, you know, his report was the first active player. But the idea that Jay Glazer propped up a player, an NFL player getting the coronavirus, running with it for a full day to get views on his TV show on Fox, it was gross, dude. It was gross. And I don't know if, to me,
Like, I'm out on Jay Glazer forever. Like, I thought it was an ultimate scumbag move. Maybe I'm too much. You know, maybe people don't believe me with that. But I there's no credibility I have with Jay Glazer now. I think he's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, when you have a media source that's terrible and you know it's terrible, you don't even have to, like, block them or you know, go out of your way to ignore them. You just see them reporting news and you go, okay, it's probably not news, because this is like the boy who cried wolf, right? So too many times in a row you say wolf and there's no wolf, people are just going to stop believing you. And that's exactly what's going on with Jay Glazer right now, because with everyone paying attention, everyone being on edge and on, you know, kind of panicky and not really in a good headspace, he says, I have urgent breaking news. Wait till I tell you guys about this. That was 2 days before he announced this. And then he announced that Brian Allen is the first NFL player to test positive for COVID-19. But I'm telling you, like, 15 years from now, we're not going to remember that Brian Allen was the guy that had COVID-19. No. We're going to remember that Jay Glazer is the clown that waited 2 days and put everyone in suspense to tell them that this guy had this and recovered from it.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to remember. We're not going to remember Brian Allen.
No, it's pretty astonishing to me that he thought this was a good idea. And he ultimately proved how irrelevant he is. He showed his cards to what was important to him and just what an absolute joke he is. And I went back on his Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, at least he's he's getting it. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily ratioed. I see everybody is calling him a joke. You're canceled. This is ridiculous, because he literally propped up a player with this. He propped them up for his own personal gain. And the problem is like, we can all be a little bit crass with it because, you know, it's not like that big. It's not like a player, you know, like, had this been, I hate to say it, but it's like, had it been like Tom Brady or something like that, it might have been, you know, people might have been a little bit more outraged. But still, at the same point, like, dude, you save 24 hours, multiple shows for your personal gain. Tune in, get your clicks, get now. And to just say a player has coronavirus, it's horrible. But also, like, yes, there's a part of it that, okay, nobody really knew who this player was, but he absolutely pushed this and he is getting murdered. And I'm looking on his Twitter and it's not pretty, and he's trying to, I don't know if he's even trying to defend it.
Those are my favorite. The ones where it's like, you know, Mr. Rogers putting on a clown mask, people photoshopping a clown mask on Jay Glazer, because that's the stuff that they were doing to Antonio Brown when he would have his weird comments. It's the same bit.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if you saw this, but as we're recording this, apparently it's going to come out a little bit later in the day as we're doing this, but he's going on Pardon My Take, Jay Glazer is today.
Oh, yeah, no.
Which is like, why would you do that?
Well, because they're going to try to have fun with it. Like, he went on, Chris Long has a podcast called Greenlight, and they went on, and I think they probably ignored most of it. Because here's the deal. Because I'm looking, it is actually. Chris Long does talk about how he got ratioed for it. Like, Jay Glazer's a bro. You know, Jay Glazer's like, oh, yeah, I'm Jay Glazer. I got a gym. I work out with Patrick.
He's super ripped, but he's like 5'2" or whatever.
Yeah, I got a gym. I can take it, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to go on. He's going to defend himself. All he's been doing, which is a great thing, is he thinks he's being like really funny with the Twitter thing, because everybody's murdering him. And of course, like, there are horrible people with it, but it's just like, dude, you're a joke. You're a joke. You used a player getting sick for your own personal gain.
Well, you basically used fear. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what the real problem. Like, this isn't like just a bad report. It's you used fear to gain viewers. Because when you say it's big news, it's not a player transaction, it's not like people are, you know, there are a lot of these posts that kind of sarcastically said, I stayed up till 11 for this. If you're an East Coaster and you stayed up to see, like, what does this mean? Or, you know, is the draft going to get moved? Is the season going to get pushed back? Like, is this a major breaking news story? Because this is a guy that does break major news on occasion.
No, he doesn't.
So
not
you
anymore.
Used fear and panic and all that stuff to get viewers, and that's just ridiculous.
Well, it's just he's garbage, and he's not contrite about it at all. He's out there quote tweeting all the people that are saying things, and he's making a joke. He's quote tweeting the people that are like, "Yeah, Jay, you know, blah 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 blah." Dude, you're scummy. Like, there's no, I don't care any way around it, because people ask him like, "Would you have done stuff different?" And he's like, "Oh, I want to clarify it. Hey, maybe don't prop up for 24 hours to come and watch your stupid Fox show that no one cares about, that you have breaking news and you really dig into about it, and you're just taking the gain off of one of these players. There should be no respect for Jay Glazer. He's not sorry. He's going to go on. He went on with Chris Long. He's going to go on Pardon My Take. They're going to have fun. They're going to joke about ratioed. He'll be a little bit contrite. They'll completely move past it. I mean, I'm astonished at how garbage this is. And I don't even get like worked up about this stuff, but it was so asinine. Like, we were trying to figure out what it was. Like, the first thing I saw, I was like, oh man, maybe something happened with the draft. And then you, me, and Pizza Pia on the Fantasy Black Book podcast, we were kind of going through some stuff, and finally it was like, oh, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, and I said this on the show, I think,
yeah,
where I was like, if this were really big, like, you know, draft being moved news, we'd see it from Schefter. So this is probably something about like Fox is going to do something interesting. I wasn't even trying to say it to be like super mean about Glazer. I'm like, this is probably like Fox is going to have some new show. They're going to do something like this. I never expected this would be him trying to take credit for an active player having coronavirus, and not just like, hey, I got some news I got to tell you guys here in just a second. He did it over 24 hours, over multiple programs on Twitter, saying, tune in here, tune in here, tune in here for this breaking news. Garbage.
Yeah. And this is my favorite part about this whole thing, too, was the very next day after he, or I guess a couple hours after he announced that Brian Allen was the guy or whatever, the next day, Ian Rapoport, with no ramp up, because you don't need ramp up with this, was the guy that reported that Von Miller, who was, you know, Super Bowl 50 MVP and Defensive Player of the Year that same season.
And he just dropped
it. He has it.
Yeah, he dropped it. He didn't say tune in tonight. He didn't say tune in tonight at ESPN. Make sure that you tune in. Make sure everybody gets over to my network and gets my hit. Make sure we do that. It's just like, the guy is dense. He's a dense idiot. And it proves it. And it's just, you know, hey, man, Jay Glazer, oh, you know, yeah, I screwed up. Okay, blah, blah. No, man, like, it is literally the worst type of reporting. If you call yourself a journalist, if that's what you call yourself, it's garbage. If you just want to be a cast member of a stupid show.
Covering, you know, slapdick, you know, sports stuff. Yeah, and not, you know, he's not a real reporter for, you know, real world news that's really, really important to everybody. So luckily he's just a football guy. But yeah, I mean, this is bad enough to where I feel like, you know, on Fox NFL, the morning show, they have a Glazer segment. And I bet you they're going to start having people drop off watching that segment enough to where they need to either pull it, or maybe they need to move Glazer to be doing something else, because people are going to be pissed at him and they're going to remember that this happened, and they're going to start changing the channel when he comes on the screen.
Yeah, so. I'm all out on him. Like, I'm mad about it. Like, I'm looking at the video that Fox then tweeted about his news, and people Photoshop clown stuff on him. It's garbage. And it's literally the worst type of journalism. It's not even salacious like Skip Bayless, like, ooh, I'm going to hate. Like, those guys are characters, and you know you're waiting for the stupid things they say. This person thought he was a hero. He thought this was great. Oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm going to take this news, and I'm going to spread it out, and I'm going to get people to tune in. Guys, watch. This is going to be great. No, it's garbage from top to bottom. And as someone said, hey, Jay, it's cool, man, but at least none of us will ever believe anything you ever say again. And he's like, well, hopefully I can earn it back. No, we don't need Jay Glazer in this world. You shouldn't believe him.
No.
And you should treat him like Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless at this point. He shouldn't have those segments. I want no part of it. I'm shocked that a place like The Athletic, too, that they're sitting back and they're just kind of like still comfortable with it, because like Fox, they got to deal with it. They can kind of argue it, but it's just like, is this what you want? You want Jay Glazer? Like, no, I'm out. I'm out on Jay Glazer for good. And that was garbage. And, you know, God live Adam Schefter, who didn't do anything but just do a quick tweet about Von Miller. Not like, coming up tonight on ESPN. Find out my
Ian
breaking
Rappaport.
News.
Or Ian Rappaport.
They're the same person. They're the same person. So. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the salacious news. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. Someone's sick. Whoa.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Welcome back In This League right here on Sports Grid. Find us over on the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, or just inthisleague.com. You can come and hang out with us. We promise we will not prop 24 hours. In 24 hours, we're going to have breaking news, and then we are going to salaciously get your money and all of your stuff because of another player being hurt. We're not going to do that. This player will not tell us information, and then we'll put it on Twitter and be like, hey, everybody come and check us out. That's like TMZ. So, you know, Jay Glazer should go work for TMZ. That should happen because it's about the same thing that he just did. He essentially sold everybody out,
yes,
sold the player out, sold the news out, and sold listeners and fans out for his own personal gain off the destruction of someone else. Welcome back. It's In This League. I am Welsh. That is Bogman. Jay Glazer, garbage. Trash, garbage.
What they should do is they should make, because he's like, you know, so short, like I tower over Jay Glazer, they should make him go become a sideline reporter for the NBA now.
That'd be great.
So he has to look like, you know, such a tiny little baby person holding a microphone up to Shaq and guys like that. So, you know
what I feel like they're
going to
do?
Hilarious.
I feel like Fox, like next week, they're going to do like the, remember when Pete Davidson made fun of the Crenshaw guy, the senator with the, who lost his eye. You remember this thing?
Yeah.
Where he was like, he looks like an old 70s, yeah, supervillain or porn star. And then somehow everybody got enraged. So then the next week they got Crenshaw on and Pete Davidson had to like apologize and stuff. I feel like they're going to do some like foxy bit where they're going to try to save Jay Glazer over and he'll be like, oh, I'm really sorry. And like Brian Allen will come on and he'll be like, no, I wanted Jay to do this. And he'll just be like, all right, let's not. Credibility is gone for me. At least the one thing I can thank God is Jay Glazer has nothing to do with the draft whatsoever. You know, because I wouldn't want him to, you know, go Nancy Kerrigan, hit someone in the leg and be like, guys, I got breaking news. Someone's injured and I'm going to break it down for the NFL draft. Tua,
the guy on the ground is just like, you did this to me. He's like, no, someone hit him with this. I don't know what happened.
We now know the source of the executive that's saying Tua is a mess and is going to be a disaster pick. It's Jay Glazer who's just spreading news. Oh, what can I get for me? Jay Glazer's like the Penguin to me. He's like, I've got to get my information. Tune in at Fox at 8. Shut up.
The Tua rumors are really starting to bother me. There's rumors that I feel like these are all coming from the Dolphins. Like these are all being leaked from Miami somewhere, where now there are teams that have.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a bunch of different ones. OK, there's the ones where Miami the Dolphins knew that they were about to ban in-house visits, so they like scrambled to try to go visit Tua or to get Tua to come to Miami before those got suspended, and they just didn't have enough time to make it happen. There are now, you know, we keep hearing that the Dolphins have done more work on Justin Herbert than any other quarterback, and I think it's all smoke because the Dolphins are going to trade 5 plus to get 3 where the Lions are, because other teams have talked to the Lions to try to move up to get Tua. So they want the offer to come down. So they're saying, you know, some teams have pulled Tua off of their board because of the hip.
Do you think the Dolphins are the one? Because the report that we're talking,
I think they're the ones leading this like negative Tua campaign, so that the cost of trading down to 3 is less for them.
There's a report on RotoWorld right now that is via The Athletic. It says an anonymous NFL executive expressed, quote, serious concern about the durability of Tua
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
No,
there you go.
But it's, you know, it's a Hawaiian Samoan last name, yeah. So it's hard to say.
So this was to Bob McGinn over at The Athletic, not Jay Glazer. So we can actually put some validity to this story that maybe there is something to it. In this, quotes were made anonymously starting in 2015. That executive wasn't the only one of the 18 polled to slam Tagovailoa. Quote, I don't want to put my whole franchise on a left-handed, beat-up, 7-foot quarterback. No, thank you, said an AFC personnel man. Quote,
6-foot quarterback.
6-foot. What did I say, 7-foot?
Yeah.
Also, probably not a 7-foot. That probably wouldn't work out. I mean, maybe if he has a good arm. Another quote, he's a great college player, but wow. He is fragile. That was from another AFC personnel person. Quote, he's a super kid, and I don't wish ill will, but there's 3, 4, or 5 red flags staring us all in the face right now. And you know what? This guy's not going to be all that he's cracked up to be. That is from multiple different sources. So not just the Dolphins.
Maybe I'm wrong, because Bob McGinn has been talking to a ton of scouts. It's like the work that he does before he puts out his draft articles. He's been working for the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal for a long time, and he just started working at The Athletic, I think, last year or 2 years ago when they fired up or whatever. So that this is what he does. He talks to scouts, and he has a lot of inside sources. So that's fine, but I feel like, you know, there are plenty of teams that are picking in the back end or that don't have a first round pick that can hold crappy opinions because they're not doing the real legwork. Like if the Texans and Steelers are saying this stuff about Tua, well, they don't have a first round pick. So why would they even care? And why would we care what their opinions are? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're probably not doing the work. Yes, the hip is a red flag. It absolutely is. But every single time that we've heard from doctors that have, yes, his scans came back perfectly clean, he had no nerve damage. And that was the big deal. Like Dennis Pitta had the same injury. And we know that Dennis Pitta didn't last long in the NFL. And but the thing with him was he had nerve damage in his leg. And Tua doesn't have that. So give him enough time to recover, he's going to be fine. I mean, we saw him at, and I don't care about pro days at all. I think pro days are almost a joke. Like we've seen the guys work on film. If you want to see, like, you know, the velocity of the ball coming out and all that.
The only thing you get out of pro day is, like, it is such a scripted scenario that if a player fails a pro day or screws up in a pro day, that might be more of a red flag than anything else.
Right. That comes out of pro days. And then there are also some players that will participate in pro days that weren't invited to the combine and stuff like that. You get your first look at some of those guys. But with injured guys like Tua, you saw him dropping back. You saw him putting weight on that hip. You saw him, you know, putting torque on it, and he looked fine. So for me, that means Tua's okay, and I would be more than willing to draft him in this draft if I'm a team that needs a QB, and I would take him, you know, if you're not getting Burrow or Tua, everyone else is a little bit of a dice roll in this class. So I'm absolutely for Tua, and I don't see 4 to 5 red flags at all. I see 1, it's the hip, and it is a red flag. So if that's something that you want to avoid, okay, don't take him. But I feel like a lot of this is being driven by the Dolphins because they really, really want him. They want to move up to 3 to make sure that they get him, and no one else can because the first 2 picks are locked. It's Burrow
and Chase
the Bengals.
Young.
and then Chase Young to the Redskins. Yeah, apparently that came out today, too, that the Bengals have been having a weekly meeting with Joe Burrow since like February or something. So that pick is as locked as we've seen one ever before. So
I've always felt, I mean, it's interesting hearing this, though, because, I mean, this is smokescreen season with all of this. And,
yeah,
you know, you're going to know you're going to get negative stuff out here. And then all of a sudden draft time, it doesn't matter. Hearing so many have these concerns comparative to, like, you know, a couple of the quarterbacks that could be out there. Like, I can't let this go, but you're probably right. To this day, I felt like, you know, we still have a scenario of where I feel like the Patriots would just love to get Tua if he could fall. And it feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if Miami doesn't love Tua and they happen to be one of those and they pass on him, could this be a situation where Tua really, really drops? Do you think there's any possibility that Tua could all of a sudden go below guys like Love?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, anything's possible, of course, you know, but I don't see that happening, because I think Dolphins pass on Tua, then I think the Chargers take him with the next pick at 6. So, because, you know, the rumor now is that the Chargers want Justin Herbert. That has kind of been the standard mock draft. And there was a GM that came out and said that, and he got raked like Jay Glazer for his use of the English language, where he said that mock drafters have it wronger than they've ever had it before. In this season, which makes a lot of sense, because, you know, with everyone social distancing and quarantining and all that stuff, we've had fewer and fewer rumors this year than there ever have been. But I feel like if he gets past the Chargers at 6, then we could see the Patriots trading up. You know, the Patriots would definitely try to make a move to trade up to get him, probably sit him for a full year, and then let him be the dude that replaces Brady, which would be, it would kind of be nuts for them to go from Brady for 20 years, literally. I mean, we just passed, I think it was on Thursday, it was the 20-year anniversary of him being picked 199 overall. So he's been in the league for literally 20 seasons. So they got Brady for 20 years, and then they would have one down year of Hoyer and Stidham and whatever the dudes are in New England. And then next year it's going to be Tua for the foreseeable future. So I think that would be a little bit insane. But if he gets past the Chargers at 6, then the Jaguars have a pick at 9 and they need a QB. So unless they're one of the teams that is saying, you know, there's no way we're going to take this guy, he's too injury prone, which might make sense for them because they've had offensive line issues, then he could really start to tumble. I just don't see, a way that a team like the Browns have talked about moving off of 10. Specifically the Broncos want to move up to 10 now. The reason that I've heard that is because they want Henry Ruggs, and the Jets have been doing extensive work on Ruggs. So now the Broncos are trying to move up to take that Browns pick at 10 to get one pick ahead. So, but if the Browns are willing to trade out of 10, how far back are they willing to go? Now, if two is available, and they're going to have all kinds of suitors looking to trade there. So that could be that could potentially be a huge wrinkle in this draft if that happens. I think it's all smoke. I think it's not all of it, but I think it's mostly smoke. And I think what you're going to see at the end of the day is the Dolphins trading up to 3 and taking Tua at 3. I think that's how it's going to work. But a lot of rumors and a lot of, you know, we're going to see more trades this draft than we ever have before. So it's going to be a weird one, 100%. There's going to be weird stuff and stuff that, you know, players that weren't given first round grades taken in the first round, and guys that were given, you know, top 15 grades probably falling to the second round, because this is a weird draft and we can't really get a nice grip on it.
Starting, I think, Monday, the NFL is going to be running some test runs of their, whatever you want to call it, their mock draft system, where they're going to be going through, I think all 30 teams are going to be participating because they're going to be, you know, for the first time running this via essentially Zoom, and you're going to have, you know, war rooms done through there. So Monday is going to be the entire test run to make sure that everything's good. So we'll be monitoring to make sure there's no weird oddities that are going to come out of that. Next week, we are actually on Monday. The plan is we are going to have an In This League episode drop where we're going to be talking about the fantasy perspective of some of the top offensive guys, potential landing spots and how that would affect them. That's going to be a big thing we're doing. Over on the Fantasy Black Book, we're going to be going through a mock draft. So we're going to be doing two parts of coverage. And then on draft day, we are going to Bogman's going to have a live stream over on our YouTube channel, the inthisleague.com/youtube.com/inthisleague. And we'll have all that stuff going on. So tons of coverage that's here that's happening, you know, throughout the entire thing. If there are any hangups or snags, we're going to hear about it as far as the contextual setup of this brand new NFL draft. But with that, because I think you have so many more people insulated, like you talked about, I completely agree that we're going to have more trades than ever. And I'm not even necessarily sure if teams need to be throwing out as much smoke. That's why I'm a little bit like on the Tua thing, a little bit back. I'm not sure if maybe because of the lack of scouting or just whatever it is, maybe it's buzz or maybe it's just how the draft has gone. I'm not sure teams are as delved into creating as much smoke as they need to, where I think there's going to just be a lot of on the moment movement. And I think you might even see a double up of first round moves than we've ever seen before, because there are rumors left and right about teams wanting to move up, wanting to move down. I'm curious on the trade front for a second, or on the rumor front for a second, because there's a lot of different, you brought up kind of a multitude of them. What do you think is the most feasible rumor that's floating around, and what do you think is the biggest bullcrap rumor that is floating around right now with the NFL draft?
I think the Patriots trading up to 3 is the biggest crap rumor. You know, the Patriots are historically a team that moves back to acquire picks. They don't move up to acquire players. Now, you know, they haven't been without Brady, like I said, for 20 years. So maybe this is a possibility. But the Dolphins, if Tua really is their guy, have so much more as far as assets go to trade than any other team in the NFL right now, that it just doesn't make sense that they wouldn't do whatever they have to get that number 3 pick, secure Tua. I'm actually a little bit surprised that they haven't done it already. But I think it's because the Lions are doing their due diligence and they're being very, very, very smart about this. You know, teams get more desperate and will get a little bit more and a little bit more when the time comes to actually make a deal like this. So I think it's really smart of them to wait until the actual day of the draft to see if they can squeeze a little bit more out of whoever the suitor is. I think the Lions trading out of pick 3 is going to happen. I don't think it's the Patriots, though. I think it's the Dolphins. And, you know, I mentioned to you, the Welsh, I'm not the biggest fan of mock drafts, especially with trades, but I think that's one that we can lock in. I think the Dolphins are trading to 3 to get Tua. I think that rumor is substantiated. I think it's going to happen, and I think we're going to see it. So, you know, fingers crossed.
All right, got to go to break. When we come back, more draft stuff, more NFL stuff, and a whole bunch more. Don't go anywhere. More In This League coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League right here on Sports Grid. You guys can listen to the podcast. You can go on the app. Do whatever you want. Hell, Bobby, you can finish fourth, fifth if you want.
You can be fourth, you can be fifth, first or last. I was high, Ricky. It was on Monday. It was 420.
Do whatever the hell quarantined. You want. I would give anything. Give anything. I think I maybe said this before, too. I would love to be able to watch the process of this Monday run-through, this mock draft run-through of the NFL. If they wanted, I mean, you know, Jay Glazer's out here taking personal gain off of people potentially dying and having it and just being like, oh, this is great, I'm Jay Glazer. How about the NFL and Fox and all of them do something that's actually worthwhile our time and just televise the process? Yeah, because they're going to use last year and the players and everything. They're not going to use anything this year to unveil anything. So you would have everything from last year. You want like a 6-hour reality type of show. Let us see the entire process. That thing would pull like, dude, it would pull like Sunday Night Football type numbers if they broadcast that on like the NFL
Network. Just have them draft something that's not NFL players, right? Casey Bubba and I were talking about that on one of the shows earlier in the week where it was like, why don't they just draft like desserts, you know, like, you know, with the first pick, the Bengals take, key lime pie, you know, whatever. So just have them do that for the draft, the mock draft. But they got to be hiring people to like hack into their system and stuff.
But they're going to be drafting. Why wouldn't you want them to draft the players from last year? That's even more interesting.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. That's what they're doing in this mock draft, dude, is they are taking the 2019 draft and they're going to run that through. Yes, that's how they're running their system. They're just going to run all the players because they've got all the information. They got it all set up still, and they're running it through last year. Wouldn't that be fascinating to see all the, you know, some idiot team, you know, it's going to be a team like the Bengals that are just like, you know, hey, Bengals, unmute your mic. Like, I want to see that. I want to see teams freaking out, not being able to click, someone getting auto-picked. Then you see your team take someone that's not. I mean, maybe they're going to do the exact same picks they did last year in the mock draft. That might be part of the process, by the way. So you might not get, right, like, you know, the Cardinals taking someone that they didn't take. But you would just love to see someone get autoed, and they're like, God damn it. They're like, oh, they took Devin Singletary, and he didn't even go here. Like, I would tune in for 6 hours of that easy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably just going to be a really boring process of, you know, these guys. You know what it's going to be? Like, in theory, it sounds like it's going to be a great thing to watch. But in theory, it's going to be like walking your grandfather through a Zoom call, right?
Very true.
I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like, Dave, you got to hit the microphone with the cross on it. It's crossed out. That means your microphone's off. You have to uncross it.
Jerry, we can see you. We can see what you're doing right now, Mr. Jones. Yeah. Please put your pants back on.
Wow. Jerry, pants. You got to wear pants during the draft. It's okay now. I don't care that you're free balling it, but you're going to have to throw on a pair of slacks when this is actually happening. Yeah, I know that, boys. Come on now. I'm just showing you guys the goat. All right. That's all I'm doing.
I think. You want tune in if everyone is this desperate, if Fox is this desperate that they unleash a guy like Jay Glazer out there and they let him do what he did, why would the NFL Network or ESPN or something just not, like, just do it? Even put it on your website or something like that. You get some massive clicks. You get sponsors for that. The mock draft run through on 420. You know how many stoned out people would be sitting on their couch just watching this and laughing their ass. Everyone would be having the time of their life watching a mock draft run through.
It would be great. It would be great. And people have already, like, you know, there have been some GMs that have shown their setup for what they're going to be doing for the draft and all that stuff. But, I mean, Gettleman got ripped because he had, like, lotion and something else, like, on his desk for his stuff. And it was like, what are you doing?
You at home, Dave?
This doesn't look, yeah, this doesn't look right at all. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I think you have to clean it up a little bit better than that. I mean, geez, I clean my area for, you know, social distancing with Bogman most of the time. So I'm a little surprised they didn't clean it up a little bit better when they got cameras going in there to, you know, snap some historical shots at the, you know, the in-home draft war room stuff. So that has been a little bit goofy itself. But, yeah, there's going to be issues. And it's there's going to be – this is going to be a historic draft because there's going to be technical issues, 100%.
Yeah.
There are going to be weird picks, 100%. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be more trades – than we've ever seen in our life, because like I said, when we were talking the other day on Thursday, there are just so many teams that are out of it this year that are probably not going to contend. And they're going to say, you know what, we couldn't do the length of research that we wanted on a lot of these players. So why would we keep these picks if we can get
a lot of excuses
next year?
I mean, you're so right about that, especially when, you know, when it's like the upper tier of players, like the elite levels, like I guess if there's teams that aren't looking at wide receivers, you know, that's going to go away. But you know how, like, you'll see a team, they'll create their boards and it'll be like, well, we've got grades of, you know, 40 players as first round, and then it's a clear cutoff. You might see that cut in half. You might see it down to teams because of how this process is going. They might have 15 guys with a first round grade, and as soon as they get out, it's just boom, get me out of here, get me out of here, get more. People are trying to get more, and there's some hungry teams. They're going to be out there just trying to play for the now and trying to put together.
This is a great class, too. So it's weird that when we're having this, like, pretty damn good class, and the wide receivers specifically are historically deep. I mean, I don't know that, you know, I saw someone post, like, I know this wide receiver class is historically deep, but is it special? And I think it's hard to put that label on pretty much any player when they're coming out of college to put them, like, you know, like there's been people that have compared Lamb and Judy to Jerry Rice. That's ridiculous. You know, I think it's ridiculous when some people put, you know, like a DeAndre Hopkins tag on CeeDee Lamb. I think it's too much pressure. You know what I mean? So, I mean, is it special? We're going to have to wait and see. But I know that guys that are going to be going in the sixth, seventh round of this year's NFL draft would have been going in like the fourth last year. That's how deep the wide receiver class is, specifically. A lot of good offensive linemen as well. A lot of good defensive linemen too. So it's a deep draft. So it's weird to see teams wanting to trade out, but teams are super paranoid about not being able to have their own people do medical checks and interview these players. And any red flag now seems like it's like the one GM who said there's five or six red flags with Tua. You know, there's really not, but because there's one big one, maybe it takes a guy completely off the board. So we're in for a wild ride. I'm really excited for Thursday. Really, really pumped for it.
Have you worked out the bingo card for all of the potential chaos that can happen?
I haven't worked out the bingo card because I've been doing all those positional episodes. So
only reason I ask is because there are a bunch of NFL draft props, and I'm curious if the props are diving into chaos.
You know, the props are so good this year because there's so much chaos. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these for sure. So you could use a lot of these as bingo cards. You know, a trade within the top 10 could be one, because I think we're going to see that, you know, or maybe a trade in the top 5. Maybe that's one. But, you know, you don't get that early in the draft and your bingo card is looking kind of stuck for the rest of the draft. So, but yeah, I mean, you could base a lot of those bingo spots off of these props.
I'm
these
just
are
curious
on DraftKings.
Yeah, well, we can take a look at these draft props. I mean, that is probably going to be people are dying to gamble on anything. I keep laughing when people share the, like, the simulated Madden bets and stuff. I think they're free games that DraftKings is running right now just to keep users going. But they're doing these free contests with, like, the simulated Madden games that you got to imagine the draft is going to elicit so much pent-up gambling. So much pent-up gambling.
It's
going to
look like that scene in Scary Movie with so much pent-up gambling.
I would love if DraftKings would release this, or FanDuel or whatever, release. But I would have to imagine they will double, maybe triple what they normally do on the NFL draft here, because no one's done anything. People probably got money sitting in their accounts waiting, and they're just going to absolutely unload. And the props, you know, for the most part are kind of about, like, you'll have to explain some of this. It says, like, draft specials on players, and there's first round there's all this type of stuff we can go through. But I don't know if they've moved to what we've talked about, where the bingo card would be like, you know, one team is on mute when they make a pick, you know, a team's internet connection craps out, auto pick, you know, all of the potential Zoom type of an issue. Someone hacks in, some 15-year-old girl hacks in, and, you know, whatever. They wouldn't Baba Booey, but they would do
yeah,
whatever they do.
Yeah, child in the background, you know, and stuff you hear. I feel like the stuff that you normally hear on podcasts where people are just oblivious, that stuff is going to be, you know, a dog barking, right? Someone's wife doing the dishes in the background, or someone vacuuming upstairs, you know, just crap that you hear on regular podcasts where people are like, come on,
up on the screen and puts its butthole in front of the screen,
yeah,
like at
exactly.
your house all the time,
like, just clear and uncut unprofessionalism of a fat white
buttholes.
Cat with its butt right in the camera, just unprofessional things like that. Cat screaming in the background, yeah. You know, lawnmowers outside,
doorbells. Yeah. Like yours is very like your issue. I mean, I know you have lawnmower issues, but we don't usually ever hear it. But yours is like your cat meowing or cat rubbing up and knocking something. Mine might potentially be a child busting in a room, screaming from the other room, or a doorbell, which ensues with dogs barking. So all of those I'm going to be looking for, and that's what would be more on our NFL draft bingo card, I think.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I think they could make some of these props, but also, you know, they're easy to, you know,
manipulate. That's very true. Like one person could, you know, just have their dog around and do that. That's a good point. But
yeah,
I mean,
like, hey, Gettleman, get a dog. I'll pay you $50,000 if someone rings the doorbell and starts barking. You know, that's easy stuff that can be done. So
I like,
that Gettleman would do that. I'm just saying, like, anyone could.
So does the bingo card, does it auto generate everything, or do you get to pick all your corners and stuff?
No. I mean, the way that I do it is, You have, like, there's whatever it is, like, you know, if it's 5x5, it's 25 spots. And then, but you have to lay out, like, you know, 75 to 100 different things that can happen. And then you auto generate it. And that's the board that you get is, you know, you have to come within whatever.
You know what
and
I need
you
to
could
do?
Probably do it by day one, day two, day three also. So,
you know, what we need to do is we need to make a post on our Patreon with our initial ideas on 420 when people are really thinking about nonsense and say, give us your other ideas. We'll probably get 50 to 60 posts right under that, and then we can have it auto-generated. And we'll do $5 a bingo card. All proceeds go to Bogman and the Welsh.
That's right.
No one wins anything.
I like that. I like all of these, you know, unfortunately, you hear about it whenever there's bad stuff that half these charities are like, you know, blah, 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 embezzled this money and stuff like that. So I'm wary about all this stuff. Have you seen all like the coronavirus scams? Apparently, Gmail is blocking 18 million coronavirus scams a day.
Sure. I mean, dude, we'll be up front. We'll just, your money is going to us.
Yeah.
We'll just be up front. There's not going to be any lies about it.
No, going towards Carl's Jr.
Here would be a fascinating documentary down the line, or a study will be the amount of scams that came out of this one thing. You know how there's always something, you know, some thing happens in the world and horrible people take advantage of it. The amount of scams that are going to come out of this is otherworldly. Dude, I just dealt with one, you know, back in, you know, I'm a little bit more weary of everything that's been going on, and I've been kind of like following it and a little bit more proactive than a lot of people. In February, I had ordered just some masks, you know, like those, you know, the good ones, not the disposable ones. I had,
right.
This is late February. I was like, I'm going to just order, you know, some masks. And, you know, they were starting to get a little bit overpriced, but I was just like, I'll just order it now. And it was going to take forever. Absolutely forever, dude. Like till it said not gonna it might not get here till April 10th, and I was like, all right, well, yeah, you know,
my
whatever.
Mom just ordered some that aren't coming until June.
Okay, well, so. You might want to tell her the story I'm about to tell you. So, and again, these weren't disposable ones; these were like the good ones with filters and whatever. And it was on Amazon, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, I ordered these February 28th was actually when I ordered them. So time goes by, I'm a little bit wary about it. I emailed the guys once, and I was like, maybe I'll just cancel this, and they're like, oh, we're sorry, you know, it's in transit, and I'm like. Oh, yeah? Does it take 6 weeks to travel?
Is it?
I'm like, that's interesting. So yeah. They're like, we can't return it. I'm like, okay, I'll just let it get here. So April 10th comes, not here. It doesn't come. So I email, and I go with Amazon, and I'm like, I want a return here. And then they're like, you got to email the seller. I email the seller. The first time, by the way, they gave me a tracking number. This time, I'm like, hey, guys, still not here. I get what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, you know, you got to give more time because the warehouses – blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
no,
well, this is an essential item.
I ordered in February. We've gone through March.
But,
I don't have to give you
but also,
more time. That's ridiculous.
This is an essential item. They're trying to say like, oh, yeah, stuff isn't coming into the warehouses. I'm like, but essential items are. So and they give me another a different tracking number, by the way. None of them work. So finally, 2 days pass, and that's where Amazon will allow you to file a claim. So this happened 2 nights ago or something. So I'm up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this thing real quick. So I file the claim because it hadn't come. They gave me the wrong thing. And I see a lot of people under this store on Amazon were complaining about it. So I write out my whole thing to Amazon. They're like, make sure to give all the information as we, you know, we study your case. And I'm like, this is going to be nonsense. Imagine how many people are dealing with this right now. I'm like, I'll be lucky if I hear in their timeline of 7 to 10 days. Dude, I wrote it out. I put the tracking number. I sent it in. 10 minutes later, Amazon had given me a refund because those people were scam artists. The company had identified it. That was just my stupid one. Not that anybody cared. Instantly gave me my money back because they're like, yep, we got by this store. And they instantly did that and they'll take it up with them. So yeah, scams abound. But don't worry. You're not going to get scammed out of an hour two or three because we're coming back hour two in this league. Don't you go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.